Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
That's partly why I don't watch TV. It's too much work. Because I mean, it's, oh God, that's wrong. There's just so much you got to cast down. By the end of the show, I'm whipped. I like, forget it. My wife said, you don't watch TV. I don't got time for it. Because it's exhausting. I got to bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. I don't know about you, but that's tough. The music you listen to, you're riding down the road before, you just shaking and doing all sorts of stuff. You ain't listening to the words. My son being there listening to music, I'm like, what is the word saying? Cut it off. If you don't know what the word said, cut it off. That's exactly right. Listen to the word. But you have to be on alert. Because remember, as Christians, you're saved. If you're saved and you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have a relationship with God. Satan cannot break your relationship. He can render you ineffective for Christ. That's all he's going to do. And he's going to do that by getting into your mind and deceiving you and doing those things that are wrong. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, I used to work for the Carolina Panthers. A lot of people know. Is that, you know, you'll be standing around the cooler and people just telling jokes about God, and you'll find yourself laughing at God. You got to be careful. You got to be careful what you're listening to, what you're watching, and who you fellowship with is very important. So now, one other thing as a soldier, I want you to think about this. A soldier also recruits. You ever seen a proud soldier come back from war, decorated in his uniform, and just proud, and he's telling everybody he's come in contact with to join the military because he believes, one, in the cause. You will never go until you believe in the mission. Do you believe in the mission that God has put you on? Brother Strickland read it in his word here. God sent Jesus, and Jesus sent us. Jesus finished his mission. But guess what? He placed us on a mission as well. And that mission is to continue to advance the kingdom. Now, we're not going to advance the kingdom by our fists, but we're going to advance the kingdom by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, real quickly, I want to give you five qualities of a good soldier. And I didn't even tell you the title of our lesson here is, Am I a Good Soldier of Jesus Christ? That's the title of the sermon. And only you can answer that question. Here's five qualities of a good soldier. Number one, he is a follower of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You must understand where your authority comes from. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is our authority. And the good thing is that once we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we become a son of God. Think about that. Think about the privilege and the authority that gives us. Satan wants to also let us know that we don't have authority, but we do. Being a child of the King gives you great authority. So remember, one must be a follower of Jesus Christ. Number two, you must be faithful unto death. A soldier knows all the risks that he's going to take. He knows that he has to leave his family. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, I can't tell you where, but it says you must leave your family, your mother, father. I'm like, God, he's asking us to do all that? And then I thought about a soldier. You know, my nephew had his first baby boy, and it threw him apart. He was in Afghanistan while his wife was delivering the baby. That had to be tough, but he was a soldier. But I was so proud of him because he was fighting for me. But he said, I got to go. And he went, and his wife delivered a baby while he was out there on the war field fighting for our freedom. And boy, that really brought it home of what a soldier is. He has to be faithful unto death. And you know what? He has to be all in.
Amen.
That's our theme here, about all in.
Amen.
A soldier has to be all in.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says there are crowds.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.